Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
You Cannot Say, a poem written by Jay Hatter and put to music by Shout Even Shy, who also is singing the song. This is Deborah Lee, and you're listening to A Team of Voices Radio, sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. And we are a writing group, chat group, big happy family that hangs out at the site allpoetry.com. One of the largest poetry sites out there, and it's free to join. If you join or are a member, you can find us on the group tab under A Team of Voices and just knock on the door. We have shows nightly with different hosts, different themes. Tonight and every Monday is Personal Prompt Monday, and at the moment we are in the middle of a series that I started where we feature quotes by our fellow poets. And tonight, the quotes are all by the poet David, or D.W. Prophet. And there were 10 quotes to choose from, and there were some beautiful pieces of art that were found at Fine Arts America to inspire as well. And the poets were challenged to choose a piece of art and one of the quotes by Dave Prophet, and coming up with a poem to share tonight. And that is where we are headed at the moment. Couple of things before we kick in, though. I wanted to shout out to Titus. Got a big new job. Congratulations. I know you'll blow it away. And we've got quite a few people that usually call, but there's some stuff going on. So Kay and Stephen from Poetic Slice won't be here, but they did send in poems. A.P. Taylor from the Poetry Foundation has a meeting, so he asked me to read for him, and I believe we have some amazing poems. So without any further delay, let's get this show on the road, and I will start by introducing my big brother, the writer of that amazing song poem we just heard, Jay Hatter. Hey, Hatter.
Hey, hey.
Welcome to the show. Glad
you're
here.
Thank you. Yeah,
and
already made it.
Me too. It's been one of them days. And right behind Hatter is none other than Mr. Wayne Gent. Hey, Wayne.
Hey.
Welcome to the
How's
show.
How's it going?
Glad you're here.
Nice to be here.
Good to hear you. And I am looking. I don't see Dave yet, so maybe we will talk for a moment or two and give him a chance. But, yeah, we have some really great poets that contributed tonight. There's about a dozen or so poems to go over. I have about six sound clips for us to listen to as well. And I'm trying to take a peek. I think what I'll do is, instead of at the end, I will, while we give David a few extra minutes, I will tell everyone what kind of interesting stuff is coming up. Tomorrow night is the show with Sky Darkholm, and her show is Down the Tube, and she looks on YouTube and she finds some really fun and crazy stuff for us to be inspired by. Tomorrow night she goes live, it says 9 p.m., okay, and she's talking about the days of the week and how they were chosen or where they came from. For example, Sol and Luna for Monday, Tyre for Tuesday, Odin for Wednesday, Thor for Thursday, Frigg for Friday, and Saturn for Saturday. Of course, all of those are mythological gods. And she challenged you to come up with something, fact or fiction, that had to do with how those days got their names. So that sounds like a lot of fun. That'll be the next thing I dive into. And I am pretty sure that we are off Wednesday, but I'm double-checking. Let me see here. Yes, we are off on Wednesday. And then I do believe that Sweet Pea will be back on Thursday, possibly. And if so, her discussion will be on the banning of books. And she gave you a bunch of information and a list of books that have been banned and a list of books that are up to be banned. And you know, she wants to hear your opinion of books being banned. So that ought to be a really interesting topic. And let me see. Is there a Friday this week? What? I can't find the board again. Of course. There's the board. Okay. Friday, we are off, and then Saturday is Hatter's topic. The show is with Hatter and AP and myself, and we go live every Saturday at 9, and AP and Hatter take turns hosting and choosing the topic, and this week is Hatter's topic, and the topic is light. So wherever that word takes you is what we want to hear about. Okay, so I think what I will do is I will come over and, okay, I'm looking at the window at the top and I don't see Dave. So I don't want to delay in case there's some kind of issue because he could always listen on the recording later. So
I can read mine.
I didn't even see yours on the board. So yeah,
it's
that'll
not,
be awesome.
It's not, yeah, yeah. That,
oh,
it's
I see.
Not a new
I see
one.
It now. Okay. I see it now. I'm grabbing it and I am running it over to the topic wall. And Hatter, as soon as you see it, if you would go ahead and read, that would be fantastic.
Okay. Inspired me was that picture you had of the crossroads.
Awesome.
So this was sort of written about the blues and Robert Johnson. It's called The Songs I Did Not Write. It goes like this. He said he had a gift for me, a reason to know my name, contracted for eternity, the cost of wealth and fame. He showed me how to play the chords throughout that honking night, stolen from the sacred store, the songs I did not write. I did not read the small print lines. It was not written clear. For all the money and the fame, I am blind and cannot hear.
That goes perfect with that picture, Hatter.
Yeah.
And for those who can't see, it's like a street sign, a highway sign, and at those crossroads, there's a couple of guitars and some Interstate 61 and Interstate 49, and it just looks really cool. And again, I say that the poem goes great with it. I like he showed me how to play the chords throughout that haunting night, stolen from the sacred store. The songs I did not write. Now, if I remember correctly, this song's in your book too. This poem is in your book, right?
Yes. Yeah, it should be. Yeah, it is.
I sort of remember the title. Yeah. After typing it a few times, I kind of start to remember the titles. And speaking of, I don't know if you have clicked on the link for tonight's show, but in the slideshow, I, along with the Atima Voices logo, I also have the cover of your book and the cover of AP's. And congratulations
on
to
the blog talk.
The blog talk poetry there.
All poetry.
On Blog Talk, if you click on the link as if you were going to listen to the show from there, and you know how it has that little picture slideshow on the front.
Yeah.
So I added it in there. But, this is an excellent Brevity Hatter. I really like it. And I know Dave will, too. I was looking to see if he had a comment on there. But I did. Wow, this one's got a lot of comments. Holy cow. This one, I love to say this, only has 39 likes, which is wow. It's a multi-award winner. It's on quite a few lists there. So great choice, Hatter. What do you think, Wayne?
Thank you. Well, I think it's a wonderful brevity. It's, it had a strong ending to the poem. I wasn't expecting the ending to be like it was. It's kind of touching at the end of it. And it did good rhyme and good all the way through. But it just kind of caught me off guard at the end. I'm blind and cannot hear. It was pretty strong at the ending. Great job, Hatter.
Yeah, it needs to be longer. We need to fill in some stuff.
Oh, I kind of like it. Not that, you can't, but I kind of like it.
Yeah.
The way
it is.
You should maybe make a second poem from it and expand on it, but I wouldn't change what is already there because it's really pretty cool.
Yeah, I need something in the body. I need something. I might have been handcuffed for that contest. I'm not sure. A certain amount of words
like
or certain
word
lines. I'm not sure. Could be. Seems awfully short for me.
It's almost 10 years old. Wow.
Let me see. I am trying to just
I see the pictures. I see those pictures. Look good.
Looks cool, right? And every time somebody pops on the link or scrolls past, they will see the book covers of both of your books, which is really, really cool. Okay, now, I'm looking over here for just a second. I did just send Dave a message just in case, and I was looking tomorrow night at a Poetic Slice of Life at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's the Mortuary of Shadows, and I know that March has topics that Stephen really likes, and the Irish legends are one of those, and they have two, three, four different legends that you can read on and then write about. I had fun with mine. I wrote about a king who ran into a boy who had a tree branch, an apple tree branch, and the king really wanted that boy's branch, so he gave him three wishes for that branch, and the boy wished for his wife and his son and his daughter and then left with them. One of those, you don't know what you got till it's gone, and then he had to prove that he valued them to get them back. So it's a pretty interesting legend, and it's one I've never heard of before. So that's a really cool topic, too. And again, that's at 7 p.m. So, and then on continuing the Irish, getting closer to St. Paddy's Day, that is at 7:30. They are doing, it's time for the Poetic Slice annual St. Patrick's Day party. We're going to have fun. So it looks like it is open anything St. Patrick's Day related. And then there's some really cute photos and gifts on the wall there. So that's their next two shows. Oh, wait, there's three in a row. Okay, so they have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday is Sky at Poetic Slice. She's doing her Coneheads show. And that is at 8 p.m., and you can write about the movie. You can write about quotes from the movie or the characters in the movie, and as long as you have fun, she'll love it. Okay, now, how about, you know what, I think I will, I don't know how long, I see Angel on the board, and I don't know how long she's going to be able to hang out, so I think I will go and grab her poem and put that on the board, and I'm doing that now, and as soon as that, there it is, okay, and I'm looking to see the quote she chose is, I can hear the whispers now, it's easy if you quiet your mind. And the poem is called Where the Angels Sing by Heavenly Angel. And here we go. In the break of the woods, a dreamy sight, enraptured by it all, I gasp in awe. Where the winter falls and night surrounds us with pale grays. An old clapboard barn painted in candy apple red sets below gunpowder sky filled with diamond-encrusted stars. Quiet your mind. You can hear the angels sing. End poem. Oh, I love that ending. Quiet your mind. You can hear the angels sing. It's like a play on his quote, but I also took note to the fact that she used the sets below gunpowder sky, which cotton candy and gunpowder was in one of his quotes. And she also noted that in her author's notes, the actual quote was painted in gunpowder and cotton candy swirl around me, taunting and teasing. So she combined two into an absolutely gorgeous brevity. And as usual, I don't think that Angel ever brings anything that doesn't have at least one award, but this is a multi-award winner and a beautiful brevity. That was my honor to read for her. And, Hatter, what you think?
Yeah, that needed to be a SoundCloud. I'll tell you why. When you read the last line, you can hear the angels sing. You got to be able to hear them.
Yeah, that would be cool. Well, you heard the angel. I was reading four angels, so it was like a double angel thing there.
Yeah, there you go.
Just, but beautiful. And Wayne, what did you think?
Well, I thought it was a peaceful, dreamy brevity. The way you read it, I was sitting there just almost dying. Thinking, well, it's nice and peaceful. You did a good job reading it, and it's good to write, and I enjoyed all the time. Great job, Ray Evelyn.
Awesome comment. And, you know, I meant to ask at the beginning, Wayne, are you tied up in the March Madness this year?
Pretty much. I'm into it, pretty much. Yeah, I just put up my brackets and everything. So I'm a Kentucky fan, but I don't think we'll go very far this year. We're not that good of a team this year. But, yeah, I'm all into it.
I'm football mostly. I don't really follow anything else. How far into it is there, and how's your bracket?
Oh, it don't start till this weekend. So it's just now. They just had a teams draw last night. So there's 64 teams that's getting ready to play, and there's eight out of our conference, and so it's gonna be an interesting tournament. And I don't look for my team to go very far, but I'm gonna cheer them as far as I can. So we'll see what happens. It's gonna be a hell of a tournament.
Is that the one where they work their way to the Sweet 16 and then
They go 32 and then they go to 16 and the Sweet 16 and then the Final Four. The big Final Four is the big weekend. So yes, it's the next 3 or 4 weeks. It's all basketball.
Yes, the Elite Eight, the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, and then the Final Four.
Right.
Well, not be dead. I hope you kick some butt on your choices. All right, so let's see here. I am going to go grab. Let me do. Are you in a hurry, Wayne, or are you good?
Oh, I'm pretty good because I got a sick cat that I'm worried about. My Borbs is not feeling very well, and it's we got real cold here, and so she's there laying there and don't feel too well. So I'm gonna stick around as long as I can, but I ain't planning on going nowhere.
Oh, I hope she feels better. All right.
Yeah, she's almost 15 years old, so she's getting up there in age. So it kind of worries me.
Oh well, God bless her. That's a really long time. Although no matter how long they're around, you don't want them to get sick. So like I said, I really hope she feels better.
Yeah, she's tagging around. They don't want to get up. And she'll be fine.
Wow.
Awesome. Okay, I am going to, let me see, which one's do it? I am going to grab the poem. I'm going to wait just a little bit more for day. So I'm going to grab the poem by Phil the Poet and get that link. And I'm on my way back to the room with it now. Okay. If you tell me when you see it, I shall push play.
I got it.
See it? Hatter?
I got it. Feel the poem.
Okay, here we go. Oh, wait, before I push the button, let me see here. He wrote two familiar olfactory messengers painted in gunpowder and cotton candy swirl around me, taunting and teasing. And now I will push play.
This is a poem by Phil the Poet, called Nephilim's Orbit. Standing on a Nephilim's orbit, staring at the cobalt Milky Way, burning sun scorching through the night sky to the break of day. Satellites and meteorites collide, exploding like distant memories, flashing between the eyes of unexplored cemeteries. Standing in the socket of a giant's field of vision, watching the display of a spectacular cosmic collision, planets being born in a goldenrod dawn of brightness, the fruit of a vast universe emboldened with ripeness, standing in awe of the beauty that shines down on earth, pondering on the mystery of the beginning of birth, Questions flood the mind of what is the meaning of man, trying to work out the Heavenly Father's ultimate plan. Standing under the shade of a moonlight glow, closing the eyes to let the understanding flow, intermingling with life's grasp on time and space, one man seeking the salvation for the human race. End poem.
Well, standing in the socket of the giant field of vision, watching the display of spectacular cosmic collision. And if you look on the board, I added the art that he wrote to, and like, let alone the rest of the beautiful poem, just those two lines that I read, it really does look like an eye out to that. So the wording there struck me, that the art's gorgeous, and so is the poem. And then there at the end, let me back up for a minute. The fact that he started with each one standing on, or standing in, or standing under, I thought that was pretty cool. But standing under the shade of a moonlight glow, closing the eyes to let the understanding flow, I thought that was really, really cool. Especially, I know I said it a minute ago, but I really like the fact that he wrote to that as if it was an eye. Because if you look, I mean, even in the corner there, it really does look like it could have been the reflection in an eye. And I think that he did a fantastic job bringing the quote and the art to life. What do you think, Hatter?
Yeah, I like the standing, a lot of standing. You know, remind me of standing in the shadows of love, waiting for the heartache to come. Yeah, the heart, the brokenhearted, tell them I was here. It's, Phil's got a way of asking a question that doesn't really ask. It's, how do you say, when he writes about spiritual things, he slips those in. I truly want Phil the Poet on my team when the poet wars start.
Are they doing that still?
What, the poet wars? I don't know. I hope not. Be World War III.
I know. I've heard a mix of good things and bad things about that, actually, because, I guess the concept is really cool, but some people just get over serious and like in a mean way. And who wants that to happen, you know?
I don't know if I think they tried one more year. I didn't want anything to do with it the second year, because it almost took a full year to run. The big battle of the groups, the wars of the poet wars. I told the lady who was running it, I told her, I said, you know, when you're dealing with a large group of humans, be prepared for shit you've never heard before, or you wouldn't, that we don't expect to see. And man, it wasn't 2-3 weeks before we were getting it. So yeah, you're right. Some people, there's different passions. Some people are very passionate on presentation of their poem, where others are basically on the quality and the substance. Some are rhyme. Some are, most are free. But even when you write free, it's got to be structured in such a way that it flows. It's easy on the ears. It's not choppy. It's not cut up. Not a diary entry, you know. So, yeah, there's a common balance in there. And Phil the Poet, I mean, comes through every time. I don't think I've ever read anything bad from him. Nothing in him is ever forced. I can't remember any. And of course, it rhymes, right?
Yeah. I was in a tournament in one of the other groups I'm a member of, and as soon as it started, some of the people that got really vicious shocked me. I mean, of course, I wouldn't name any names, but one specifically, it was like night and day. This normally really sweet person turned into this vicious monster. So it was like it was the only one I've been in, actually. And before I get a
you mean how they wrote? You mean how they wrote, or their attitude towards?
No, just the desire to win and the poking at each other and even carrying tails, actually. So it sort of ruined the fun for me. Yeah. So it was just like, nah, I'm good. And before I get a comment from Wayne, let me say hi to Sky and say happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you. You know how many people keep saying happy birthday to me? It's like never over.
It's on the board. So they see it, and if they hadn't, and I ran around all kinds of groups and put dancers all over the place in your guest book and in your inbox.
Oh my gosh! I know, I love it.
Go ahead.
I got distracted. Happy
birthday. Thank you so much. I was just going to say I already won the battles, right? I already won them.
Yep. So, she was on the winning team, Battle of the Bands.
I ran the running team. That was for the group
ran,
I run. My group of 50 people, my little tiny hole in the wall, and that's the group that won it. It was Shrouded Poet.
We
entered in the second year, and half the panel that was the judges in the secret asked to be on my team, like Memento Mori and Lily Brown. They all asked to be on my team in the second year. They were like, no, we don't want to judge, but we'll be on your team. And then we started winning, like taking the win the second year. And they were like, they won last year. And they're like, it's anonymous. Like, that's...
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I it's can't crazy. Help. I got a powerhouse of poets that want to work with me.
It was crazy. I wonder if we can still access that and pull some of the winning pieces. Well, you would have copies.
I have copies. Yeah, I have many. Well, I did a mass elite, so... I have all the copies. I have all the winning pieces that I won for myself, but they're not in the same contest because I deleted. But Mystic Wizard, Sarah Allett will still post it, and they don't. And you know, Mystic Wizard has a memorial page, and Sarah Allett still has the original link. So anything that they posted, because we all shared posting. I didn't just say I'm posting every time. We all took a turn, and we all shared posting, even though we all wrote it. So theirs will still be up. I can get one for you.
So what did we have? Did we have, 11, 12 rounds, and then we had many contests?
It was a whole year. I don't remember, but I remember I still have the winning piece. On my page, and it was after a Mystic Wizard died, and we almost thought about pulling out for the first year because we were the smallest one. We only had four writers, and the minimum was four. And they said you either have to get a replacement or you can't, you'll be disqualified. And it was hard for us to try to replace him, but we ended up did with Logan Longbeard, if you remember. So
right. You guys are every time.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have it. But I don't mean to interrupt the commenting. Deb, I know I said I wasn't going to be here, and I don't have a poem, but I will stay around and comment for a little bit. I'm in a guest room at my friend's house. So I didn't write because I went to a workout boot camp, and then I was here. But I can hang out and comment for a little while, if that's okay.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I know that you were expecting... quite a bit of snow. Did it start kicking in yet?
Oh, it already kicked in hours ago. We're going to get 2 feet.
Wow. Oh, my. Hopefully you're staying where you are and there won't be any need to drive.
Yeah, that's cool.
You got a whole community, a whole town there.
They might be in no school for 2 days if we're lucky. Hang out.
Weather's crazy. I know they're getting all kinds of snow and mega rain out. And but all right, wait. Let me get some more. Wayne, Let me let Linda in. Wait a second. Welcome to the show, Liquid Damage. Glad you're here.
Hi, Deb.
Good
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
And Wayne, would you comment for Phil the Poet, please?
Yes. Happy birthday, Sky. It must be nice to be 21.
37, but thanks.
Oh, I have my age. It's good. Anyway, I mean, you know, poets can be picky people, so, you know, I bet some contests are pretty gruesome. But poets like to be a little picky with it in the poetry. But anyway, this poem about Phil, I think it shows the grandeur of the universe in a poetic way. Great description about the explosions and the creation of planets in the solar system. Wonderful rhyme. I can picture the space now that he's talking about. It made paint a beautiful picture. It's a great job of wonderment. I enjoyed it a whole lot, Phil.
Awesome comment. And Sky, on a side note, I was just noticing that on the board, when you had said about your birthday's over, but people keep wishing you happy birthday, Titus said he celebrated his 70th birthday every day during that year. So, you know, keep celebrating. And I remember that, too. We had a party for him on the show, and he really did. And, hey, why shouldn't he? It's a milestone. Not everybody gets to celebrate a 70th birthday, so there is.
Mine starts about six months. How mine starts?
Yeah, and I thought dragging it out for the whole week or the whole weekend was extravagant. We got the six-monthers and the years. So Sky, happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right, here. Let me see. I am going to come over here, and I'm going to grab another poem. And I haven't heard from Dave since early this afternoon, so I hope everything's okay. I know that he's been battling with an issue with his foot, and he's up to the point where he's wearing a boot right now. So I hope that, you know. But also it could have to do with the snow because sometimes it puts his power out. So at least everything will be on the recording for him. So let me see. How about I'm going to grab.
What is my music file name under now? In the studio?
What do you mean, your file?
Well, if I was to look up something that I had, what would I look under?
Oh, for the most part, 97% of the poems start with the artist.
Okay,
so
what if
like
it's not an
example,
artist? What if it's not an artist of anyone?
Oh, at the top of the studio, it would say like 1-all, and then that's where what I think you're looking for would be, and sound effects are there.
Okay, that's what I need to know. Thank
cool,
you.
That's what I thought. Okay, now I got Kay's poem, and she wrote to, I can hear the whispers now. It's easy if you quiet your mind. If you guys click on that link, I will push the poem by Kay. And I don't know who knows what, so I'm just going to say Kay and Steven, I'm sorry, and we miss you, and see you your show tomorrow. And, okay, you guys see the link? Yes, no, maybe so?
Yes, we do.
All right. Here we go. With a poem by Kay.
Entities, affinities, trails the path by Kay. Sand donations coming in for a spell. Rustic coastals and harbor lighthouse. Not thorn and left. Cambridge blue, cyanic and sea color. Placid waters, surface low light. Crestfallen without a cloud in the sky. Halcyon, glitter and tinsel. Vulcan and sapphire. Turquoise in Monet's garden, as pewter gray, topazes, the antique shells washed ashore, delft in tricolors, waxen, is a blend and thread of anchor, opulently, insulin, and poem.
Wow. Sometimes when I'm done listening to Kay read, I'm not even sure which line to pick because she's always got such really, really awesome metaphors and stuff and the visuals. I like the entities, affinities, trail the path. I think that's a really cool title. But I like how she starts off with sand donations coming in for a spell. Sand donations is a really cool way to say that because you know how sometimes the wind will move the sand and I guess that's how land shifts eventually between water moving it and the wind moving it. So sand donations seems really, really cool in the rustic coastals of, in the harbor. So that's awesome. And then the lighthouse, not thorning left. There's something in the sky there, the gorgeousness and the light that would bring a lighthouse to mind. So I like that she used that. And then towards the, a little bit past the middle, there's halcyon glittering tinsel, welkin in sapphire. And I think that's gorgeous, too, because tinsel always, when the light hits it, it has a glitter going for it. So I like the different lighted objects and metaphors that she used to pull out the view there. And then the pewter gray topaz, the antique shells washed ashore. It's just beauty all the way through from start to finish. And I think that if I don't leave at least a line or two, I might have a mutiny on my hands. So I will stop there. But an absolutely beautiful brevity, Kay. And we miss you, but thank you for sending in the poem. Love and respect. And Wayne, what did you think?
I think this covers the picture perfectly. It's got lots of color and motion in the poem. Great phrases that are complex that paint a lovely picture. She did a great job of this and has wonderful flow. I enjoyed it all the way through. Good job.
Awesome comment. And Linda?
Yeah, I think this was really pretty. I liked it because it was kind of soothing and it was very, it had a lot of visuals in it, which made it kind of not boring, you know. It kept my attention all the way through, and yeah, there are some really beautiful lines in it. I like this turquoise in Monet's garden. Monet being a very favorite painter of mine, so I like that part a lot. And as pewter gray topaz, the antique shells washed ashore. That's just a very beautiful visual right there. And the whole thing is just a very quiet, soft piece. And I liked it a lot, Kay. Thank you for sharing it.
Awesome comment. And Hatter?
Yeah, I think her brevity is very more powerful. I didn't know Cambridge was a blue. Or is she making stuff up? Because no, she is. That's great. Cambridge blue. Or left Cambridge blue. Cambridge blue. Cool.
Awesome.
Anything that makes me read it over again is good. KKK.
And as far as reading it over again, it often gives you something different each time too, don't you think?
What's the YouTube link?
Her recording.
Okay. That was her. Oh shoot! I thought that was Sky reading it.
Yeah, no, her and Stephen each made a YouTube for tonight because they weren't able to come, which I very much appreciate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And Wayne?
I just commented a second ago.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I couldn't remember. And Sky, please.
Sister, that is an excellent piece. No, it just takes me a minute. Yeah, I'm unmuted. And if I get too loud, you guys are going to tell me. My house, I'm like, it was so loud when I first came on. My friends are probably like, what is she doing? I thought this is an excellent piece. And I have to say, I know that Deb already kind of highlighted the sand donations, but I thought that was really cool. I thought that the verbiage, the way that she kind of combined words and meanings together in metaphor is always wonderful every time I read her. And the part that I also really loved was down here in the Halcyon glittering tinsel, welkin, and sapphire. Loved how she brought in those colors, and then the use of arcwort with Monet's garden. Really, I really loved how she brought in Monet, put a little peppering of appreciation of other well-known artists. Really, really well done. And then the Cambridge blue I put on the board for you. You can just check it out. So, it's obviously a well-known type thing for that college team. So I thought she does a really well and creative way to kind of spin words together and use colored and new way in poetry. You can say Cambridge blue, you're talking about a sports team, but when you infuse it in poetry and you start putting, these sachets of here and there, I think it's just really creative, really well done.
Awesome, Kyle. And I am going to... Linda, did I let you comment?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought so. Just for a minute there, I was like, wait, did I? I told you, it's been a day. So let me see here. I'm going to grab Stephen's poem, and I will have it to the board in just a moment. And unless I just put it there. Oh, I did. Aha. But it has moved a little, so I'll put it up again. And if you guys click on there, I shall push play. Do you see it?
No.
I got it.
Okay.
Maybe refresh. I just added it again.
Okay. Got it. Stephen 76.
All right.
Got it.
Let me see here. He used the quotes. Run screaming into the dark, mother, at light speed. And here we go.
Of Romulan Ale and Shakespeare Quotes by Stephen 76. Over mind and unstable moon, safety measures none too soon. Of Praxis Klingon blood will ooze, energy wave makes the stars to swoon. Teacup rattling upon the voyage home, shatter upon floorboards sector roam, klaxon blaring to shriveled earlobes, raise the veil ere we implode. An empire dead in 50 years, from Captain Kirk you see no tears. With treaty talks Enterprise steers, torpedo fires, exploding fears. Show trial sends to asteroid life, narrow decamp by edge of knife, bird that fires while out of sight, Constitution class stands to fight. Masks and cohorts assassinate, undiscovered country facile to hate, race misjudged to bound berate, but gesture wipes and brings spruce slate. End poem.
Way cool. I got taken by some of the gifts there. The Enterprise is going on, and I can see Captain Kirk. And anyway, really, really cool. And I like a Romulan Ale and Shakespeare Quotes. I thought that was funny. They often have Romulan Ale, and I'm trying, for the life of me, now that I've tried to say it, I can't think of the name of the deck that they go-to to drink that's going to drive me crazy. Anyway, no, the poem is really cool. An empire dead in 50 years from Captain Kirk. You see no tears with treaty talks. Enterprise steers, torpedo fires, exploring spheres. It's got the unirhyme in each stanza, which is really, really cool. And masks and cohorts assassinate undiscovered country. The seal to hate. He has like a stanza under each piece of art or gift, and it came out really great because it was like a theater presentation all the way down. Awesome one to send in, Stephen. Thank you so much. Bye. Linda, what you think?
Well, I thought this was really cool. It has a lot of really great energy to it. The part I liked was an empire dead in 50 years from Captain Kirk. You see no tears with treaty talks, Enterprise steers, torpedo fires, exploding fears. That's really a cute little verse there. But all the verses in this have merit, and it's just, you know, I love Star Trek. I love William Shatner. I watch him today in Boston Legal, and he's great. But I like that Stephen chose him as a storyline, you know, the Romulan and Shakespeare quotes. But very well done, Stephen. Thank you for sharing it.
Awesome comment. And Hatter?
Shoot, I lost my page. Come on. There it is. Okay. I got a little bit white room, the cadence of it. The song with Clapton, Cream, that I was trying to write. Yeah, he shows his nerd side a little bit. But those are the people running the world now, right?
Well, I don't know, because like there's nerds, Trekkies, and I think he was it was more of a Trekkie, right? But
yeah,
I didn't mean that in any bad way.
I didn't know what else to call it. But yeah, it's D&D is showing. His D&D is showing. Is that the way you say it?
Mm-hmm. Trekkie's not really D&D. I would say his geek is showing. He's geek.
Okay.
Yes, geeks rule the world. I agree. We
I'm
do.
On medication.
I don't say that. I'm a geek. You don't offend me. I'm sure you wouldn't offend me.
Well, I'd like calling me a redneck. I'd be proud. Proud. Call me a redneck. Jeez, please. I got a whole family of rednecks. Just saying.
Wayne, please.
Yes. I think I have to watch this movie again. It's an exciting adventure all the way through. Star Trek will never be the same after this production. The Empire, Enterprise, and Captain Kirk, what else is there in the universe? He did a great job with great rhyme and a great little show to go with it. I enjoyed it all the way through. Great job.
Yeah. Yes.
Awesome comment. And Sky, will you comment for Stephen, and then I put Pee-wee's on the board?
I thought this was great. And it's so funny because I am like that Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, Star Wars, just so many fandoms. But I never watched Star Trek, and Stephen just can't take it. I did watch two episodes for him, but I love that. And despite the fact that I've never seen Star Trek besides the two episodes, I feel like I know a lot of the characters through Stephen's poetry because he brings wonderful fandom rights such as this. I mean, he's up to 39 of them, right? So, and I've read a lot of his work, so I probably read the majority of that file. And he does seem selection really well, kind of capturing the scene where if you've never seen the content, even without the gifts and pictures, which are cool to have, even without them, you get a sense of the what's happening in the scene, what the characters are doing, kind of like what they're like. And, of course, he always has that message in between. For me, I have to say, because I know what a Klingon is, I liked that part because I get it. And, of course, I know his love for Shatner. So, like Lizzie said, I think he just does a great job with his fandom pieces. They're fun, interactive, informative, and creative. Really well done.
Awesome comment. And if it's at the bottom, please tell us what quote he wrote to first.
Okay.
Looks like there's
wrote two. Okay.
I don't see it.
Can you refresh, or did it move up the page?
Yeah, let me try that. Oh, there we go. Beautiful.
Okay, he wrote it 2 and 9. So these quotes are by Dave Prophet, and they are as follows. I can hear the whispers now. It's easy if you can just quiet down your mind. And you were visited in a dream, vivid, and it's roundabout savage in its intensities that you did not scream. And those are by, of course, Dave Prophet. So this is Thief of Sanity by P.V. Cousin. I can hear whispers now. It's easy if you can just quiet down your mind. Thoughts floating through muddy stream, consciousness greatly intertwined. Shanghai, a rouge passing moonbeam, leaving via bolted rosewood toque door. Nobody knows what time it is, it seems, slicing through the seams of never were. Into apex of steamy stand, swaddling sanity, suspectly suspended slight stolen silence. Something speaks and serendipitous sees, slinking silently slips away, stealing sense. And reason of your acquiescent self, give it here, a thrum in the brain, shht, shh, give it here. Down continues to delve deeper inside mine, shh, give it here, wish. Snaps you back, nearly edged into oblivion, standing face to faces with the abomination, nightmare, consistent of mist, leeching, living, parasitic in your brain, hence the sensation. Thrum undying, at times the dim, maddening, steal a glance through crystal eyes of the revelator. See glorious lucidity lumens into fire fanning, a blaze searing, scorching, symbiotic proprietor unto his maker thief of sanity. Hands out and a head of sand, you want only to sleep. Visited in a dream, vivid, and it's roundabout savage in intensities. You did not scream. End poem.
Great read, thank you. And wow, some of these details here, Thief of Sanity, what a title. And I can hear whispers now. It's easy if you can just quiet down your mind. I love that he started with the quote, thoughts floating through muddy streams, consciousness greatly entwined. And the parts where he went, shh, shh, give it here, down. I thought that was a nice touch. But where is it? It snaps you back, nearly edged into oblivion, standing face to faces with the abomination. That's pretty interesting, face to faces. And then the next stanza, thrum, undying at times, the din, maddening. Steal a glance through crystal eyes of the revelator. The first line really got me of that stanza, though. Thrum, undying at times, the din is maddening. It makes me think of that ringing in your ears, tinnitus, it really can, if you don't have something else, the TV, the radio, the fan, anything to make noise, that ringing in the ears can really, really drive you crazy. I know. So even that part was kind of spooky. But the ending there, visited in a dream, vivid in its roundabout, savage in intensities. You did not scream. And that gets me, too, because I know I've said on many shows before, but in some of my nightmares, I go to scream for, like, help, and in the dream, nothing comes out. So you did not scream. It doesn't necessarily mean that you didn't try. So it just, it kind of gave me the chills. I think the details were really great. And between the picture and his words, I think it was a great presentation. And Sky, again, great read. You want to tell us what you thought?
And you stole my comment, Deb. I was going to talk about not being able to scream in your dreams, too, because I went there. Brilliant. You and I have something in common. I see this for a Harry Potter contest, but I really went, and maybe it was because of the picture, but I'm thinking like Alien, you know, Alien versus Predator. Like, I was right here in this nightmare of a horror story that you kind of boxed in and you can't get out. And that's where, that's the kind of vibe I got through the entire piece. I liked the use of Took Door. And I like also just think, I mean, it's such an obscure word. I liked how we put the little information in the author's notes as well. That's just really cool of him. The S's, I was a little worried about reading because there was like a whole stanza of just S words. But it really flowed really well. And they were like, the use of serendipitous C's, I thought that was just, it flows right off the tongue. So even though you're back to back with, you know, four lines of alliteration, reading it wasn't as scary as one might see. I think it is just by looking at it because it really flowed really well. I particularly also really liked the use of the quotes and how he gave that type of a little dialogue in the mind to make it, I think, a little bit creepier, which was very effective. Really well done.
Great comment. And Hatter?
Yeah. Let's see, where is it? You said you had hit on it before, Deb, when you were speaking. I took a brain thing here. Well, you know, all we know is science, physics, our reality. All we know is what it is in this atmosphere, which is not even a point, a dot, zero to nothing in the expanse of the solar system and planets and such. So we don't know what's out there. We don't know what physics is like under pressures, other pressures, and so you got to have that mindset to understand. And I can't remember what part of the poem it reminded me of that. You're gonna have to trust me. Hope that I got that one.
Awesome. And Wayne.
Sorry. This is intense and extravagant and lots of action in it and very good write. I'm still trying to recover from the poem. Of course, I love the alliteration in this poem. I had to laugh a bit with the complex lines that led me into the unknown, whispers of insanity throughout this poem. Great write, and I enjoyed it a whole lot.
Awesome comment. And Linda?
Yeah, this was really cool. It to me, it brought to mind a bad dream and like awakening in your dream and finding the monster there and not being able to get away from it. But you run and run and run and you take steamboats across the seas and the monster's still there. And to me, that's a big thing, because I have dreams like that on many occasions. And the part that I liked was, unto his maker, thief of sanity, hands out, and head of sand you want only to sleep. Visited in a dream, vivid in its roundabout, savage in intensity, you did not scream. I know that's one of David's quotes, but it's a very good one. And I really like this poem. It had a scary kind of eerie feel to it, but I liked it. Good job, Pee Wee.
Awesome. And I think that was everybody, right? Did you comment, Wayne?
Yes, I did.
Thought so. Just wanted to make sure. Okay, the next one I put on the board is by AP, and he had asked me to read for him, so if you guys will click on that one. See it?
Distantly spin.
There we go. Okay.
All set? Okay. And the quote that he wrote to is, runways lead from the past to the present. And the poem is Distantly Spin by A.P. Taylor. Here we go. Towards the great universes distantly spin, their reflections we drink in swirling above. Find here our nebula and rare stars are twin, while by colors and shapes speak to love. And those desires and attractions discover, recall these views are from years long by, and whether in light or to nearby a mother, don't diminish the importance of the why. For these great colors and lights astound, way beyond do curl with meaningful guile. During Eve's scene, this show from the ground that takes away our full breath for a while. Dreams flying over distant fields, delights their colors inspire stitching while suture. Tapestries of stars bleed into minds bright. Runways seeding from past into the future. And I thought that the visuals here were amazing. And like, geez, you could really pick anyone. Find here our nebula and rare stars are twin, while by colors and shapes speak to love. I thought that was beautiful. And then the second stanza, and whether in light or to nearby a mother, don't diminish the importance of the why. It's just really, oh, and what was, during Eve seeing the show from the ground that takes away our full breath for a while. It's like that earth-shaking, breathtaking sight that you see. I thought that this came out gorgeous and spoke really well to the art and to the quote that he chose. And I did notice down here that Dave Prophet had wrote on this one, and it said, I liked your poem. It fits my idea of my prompt so well. Thank you for writing this. So I guess he must have been peeking a little. Like I said, I knew David was around earlier. I don't know what happened, but I do hope that he is okay. And gorgeous poem, AP, thank you. Let me get you some comments. Linda?
Yeah, this is beautiful. AP always writes such interesting things. They're very intricate and thought-provoking. And I love the double rhyme in this, because that's a hard thing to do. And, I mean, it's not just one rhyme per line, per verse. It's double. And that's like, it's tough. But he did it really well. He didn't miss a beat in this. But the part that I think I like the best is all those desires and attractions discover, recall these views are from years long by, and whether in light or to nearby a mother, don't diminish the importance of the why. Yeah, that's very thought-provoking right there. But very good. The form is nice. The imagery was really, really splendid. And I really liked it, AP. Thank you for sharing it.
Awesome comment, and Hatter.
Yeah, AP goes a little space-time on this, the fabric of space and time, which is a cool subject. Dreams flying over distant fields, delights. Runways receding from the past to the future. Yeah, past into the future. Future's past. He lives on our future, right? He lives on our future.
Well, it's the past to the future. So it's a runway that leads. So, yeah. Great comment, Hatter. And Sky?
Hey, that was an excellent piece. And, I mean, there are so many lines that I can pick out, like, that were my favorite, like the tapestry of stars. I thought that was particularly lovely, how he brought in the nebula, and don't diminish the importance. I know that was already highlighted, but it's beautiful. And what I love about it most is that AP is very good at writing for his reader when it comes to these highlight poems for certain poets. And he just doesn't become inspired by the lines, but he also implements pieces of the poet themselves, almost as a little bit of an homage. And I really liked that because if anybody, we all know Dave Prophet, and I think he specializes in science, like outer space science. Like he loves outer space science, and I think he actually specializes it for something, perhaps in his job or in his life, because I know him and AP kind of go back and forth about, outer space planetary things like that. So in science, when it comes to those things. So I really like that he went to this vibe and kind of saying, you know, what's out there, all these beautiful things. And I can't help but him putting in nearby a mother isn't maybe a little nod to the dark mother, but not quite, not taking that, but still leaving that little crumb in there to kind of pay a little homage to. And, you know, and I don't want to speak for AP, but I do know that I have the pieces that I've seen him write for these spotlight poets, he does tend to write for the poet as well with things that they like or perhaps are drawn to. So I dare say he might have done that with this one too. Really well done.
Awesome comment. And before I get Wayne's comment, let's say hi to Sweet Pea. Hey, Sweet.
Hi, Sweet.
Sweet Pea. Thank you.
Are you muted, Oops. My dear?
Unmuted.
I am now unmuted.
There she is.
There
good to hear
I'm
you.
Now unmuted. Hello, everyone. Yeah. I need a dance. That was funny time. I really love the poem by AP. I mean, he often just fills his poems with fantastic imagery and colors and metaphors. And, you know, he has that great lexicon of words. And he's always quite pedantic, but this one, I think, is kind of like the imagery and metaphors. They draw you towards the center of the universe, and they flow hypnotic LSD way. think he just kind of put on his hippie vibe and wrote this, and I really liked it.
Fabulous comment. And Wayne, will you comment, and then I'll put your recording on?
Yeah. Hello, Sweet Pea. Nice to hear your voice again. This poem here is a wonderful blend of amazing outer space with the down-home love of family and the present world existence. It talks of nebulas and mother in the same poem. It's pretty hard to do. I love the rhyme and the coziness of the poem. And you did a great job reading it, Deb. It made it even that much more special. Great job reading and a very good poem.
Oh, thank you. Fabulous comments, everyone. And if you refresh, you should see Wayne's link on the board. And as soon as you tell me you see it, I'll push play.
There it is.
I got it.
Okay. Here we go.
This is called Grandma's Guest. Grandma Witches. Victorian castle cries in the mist. Chimney crackles as oak plank floors twist. Silhouettes swirl in glow of iridescent moon. Summon sculptured spirit spells. Surface soon. Bubbling brew, bottled batch, supplies. Updrafts tumbling in purple skies. Call forth the demon dragon's breath. Dripping drops of dawn's dark death. Poisonous putrid pathways, porcelainized. Tormented thorny thicket tassels tranquilize. Velvet veined visitor valiantly victimized. Grandma's greeted glowing gaze kissed dies. And
title. Grandma's Witch's Victorian Castle Cries in Mist. Wow, what a way to start the poem, Wayne. Chimney crackles as oak plank floor twists. And you could hear like the sound. People call it that settling sound. The creaks and the noises that if you're home alone sometimes can be a little bit scary. I liked it in the second stanza, too. Bubbling, brewed, bottled, batch, supplies, drafts, tumbling in purple skies. I like the way you worded that. And I think that you did a bit of a... okay, there. That's why. Updrafts, tumbling in purple skies, call forth the dragon's breath, which was the quote from Dave Prophet that you wrote, too. So I thought the updrafts part sounded familiar. Poisonous pewter pathways porcelainized. Sometimes I sit here in awe because I have a hard time trying to read the lines to quote them back to you when I'm telling you the lines that I like, and you just sit there and read them so calmly and flawlessly that I'm like, wow. And in three stanzas, you packed all kinds of amazing imagery and even the sounds and stuff from the crackles of the planks. So it was like a treat for the senses and spoke well of both the art and the quote that you chose. So really awesome brevity. And I'm just noticing over there that it's also a pending front page pick, so congratulations on that. Woohoo! Yeah. Hatter, what do you think?
Yeah, classic Wayne. He tends to drift darker as the poem goes on. I've noticed
then he ends with usually something moody. Grandma's greedy, glowing, glazed. Guest dies. Wow. Yeah. Which is a piece of brevity. Says it all. It's supposed to be funny, right?
Killer grandma.
Yeah, killer grandma.
Yeah.
Great comment.
It's like the mom
and
mom daughter had as the serial killers. I think that was you.
Great comment. Linda?
Yeah, this is another wonderful one by Wayne. I love the alliteration. I now that I know what kind of fun it is, I can see Wayne sitting back at his desk writing and having a whole bunch of fun doing it. But this is a really nice poem. It's like creepy, not in a dark, menacing way. It's got, you know, it's got that evilness to it in just the right amounts. But I think it's really good, very well written, and the imagery in this was wonderful. So I liked it. Thanks, Wayne.
Thank you, Linda.
And my sweet?
Wayne, when were you in my castle? I would have let you stand the cauldron. I don't quite understand, but you did describe it quite well. I absolutely loved it. Of course, someone dies. It's getting very weird that people are dying at the end of your poems and not mine. I love the alliteration, especially the second stanza. Bubbling breeze, bottled back supplies, of breath, summit in purple skies. All forth the demon dragon's breath. Dripping drops of a dawn's dark death. That's a fabulous stanza. Very girl, I did not like that.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sweet.
And Sky?
Yeah, I thought this was a fun little dark, right? I just got done reading some, I don't know if you know, The Witcher, you know, Geralt's of Rivia, and I just got done reading a series of comic books that featured him, and it's very dark setting, so I couldn't help but look at this and kind of say, you know, Wayne can kind of write his own little dark series comic books of like up through poetry. This cool little grandma house, I thought it was really cool. You brought in, you know, the bubbling and brewing magic of witchcraft with that wonderful glint of alliteration, you know, with the S's and the G's and then down to the T's. But it was fun. I think, like I said, the alliteration made it very bubbly. So it was very contrast to the starker nature and you know, tone and point of the poem. But the two just fit so nicely, like a little bit of dark humor, which I really appreciated. And it was even dark humor, too, because it's like grandma. You know, if you say an old crone or an old witch, that has a darker connotation. If you say grandma, you think, oh, my grandma bakes me cookies. So when you put the two together, I just think it's really, it's just a little bit of dark humor for me anyway. Really well done.
Thank you very much, Eric. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Awesome comment. I think I let everyone comment for Wayne. Did I? Yes. Okay. I put Linda, look in your inbox, and everyone, I put the poem by Titus on the board because, like, he's in another country, so I want to let him go to bed. So if you click on that, I'll push record. Yeah.
Can you put the link to the show on the chat line or chat? Team of Voices won't let me do it.
Absolutely, that's not a problem. And go ahead and click on Titus's, and I'll push play. And putting Titus's back up because the board's a bit busy. And I don't know if you heard me, Linda, but check your inbox. And here comes
right,
Titus.
Right.
Earth Angel David Prophets, Angel Comforter, Decadent as life itself, Grand Auspice a heaven on earth, it is simply wrapped, abundantly clear as day are you. I am to believe my eyes, if mine a paranoia, valiant attempts to please the yawn, to suggest it fills our hearts an isogroup, indolent to the breach of passive man, imagined a no longer heavy laden shree, divinely intensified our dreams, not so toxic, see. Your fears will not respond. Pleasantries are equipped with an overwhelming joy, and this is what you keep. Radiant as Cantaloupe, your words are a fountain of youth, filled with ardor. Opacity proves you are real. Those sentiments you bring, alas, hold feelings also. Feathery light, a splendid appetite you are to humankind, a splendid light relief. Faint-hearted, dear friend, like chiffon are you, who has given me this proof. Incantations such as yours do whisper, even from afar, as if this were your alibi. Tenacious hearts have but warmed together by words becoming one in parts. Tapered mantras, the comfort of Kashmir shores, hold immeasurable spirits. But joined in harmony are the angels who have engaged upon a beautiful aqua. Neotypes whose nomenclatural stability serves peace of mind over an aeon, given the gracious melody deep within to visit the dream you are now living. Eidolons have enlightened our very being to think of each star as an angel. Lavish words do sprinkle such sentiments. From the heart, the stars do prevail. Commended are they, who this man comments on. I include myself in sync. Orations move a moment, having spread such kindness. He is then our hero. Mention no names, but there are many stars and avid ones that do seldom favor the brave. He will comment to light up our lives. We have this belief. Opulence as a gathering of poets, like a star he shines, higher than a canto. Revelers are we who glisten, like to beam to the words he rejoices, a veneer tentative enough, and sincere to know an angel, seeing to believe he will be fit, endearing man, like a quasar. Their patience stands a saint who waits his time, radiating warmth held with an awe-inspiring voice, placed I in splendor.
Well, it's a shame that David's not here. Again, I say I hope everything's okay, but there's something special about clicking on the page and realizing that you just became part of the Earth Angel collection by Titus, and then getting to hear him read and getting the initial reaction from hearing it. So it's a little bit of a bummer that he didn't get to hear it, although he will, you know, when he listens to the recording. But you know what I mean. But like, well, where do you even go? Abundantly clear as days are you. I am to believe my eyes, if mine a paranoia. Pleasantries are equipped with an overwhelming joy, and this is what you keep. I'm going to sneeze. Sorry about that. I never sneeze less than three times in a row. I had to mute myself. My goodness. Opacity proves you are real. Those sentiments you bring, alas, hold feelings also. Just such beautiful wording. Adjoined in harmony are the angels who have engaged upon a beautiful aqua. Something else that favor the brave. You will comment to light up our lives. We have this belief. Opalence says, a gathering of poets like a star, he shines. Like a star, he shines. It's just so gorgeous. And sometimes I don't even know what to say by the time he's done. Tentative enough and sincere to know an angel, seeing to believe he will. I mean, it's just so gorgeous and heartfelt. And I think I probably say this after every one, but I mean, come on, there's like over 100 poets that he's done this tribute for, and that's 102, yeah, and that's such an amazing thing. I mean, I can't think of anything that I wrote to that could go in one file on one topic. And I realize that it's not really one topic, but it's the heartfelt fact that he keeps putting poet after poet into this Earth Angels collection, and it's an honor. I don't know if I've heard any of the men cry afterwards, but I don't think that there's been a woman that's listened to him read one of these and not cried on the show, just saying. And I really think that says a lot about Titus, that he spends the time that he does to feature all of us. And speaking from someone that is in the collection, it's always such an honor. And I was one of those boohooers that cried, because it's a beautiful gift. Thank you for sending it in. I'm sure when he listens to this show later, he's going to be blown away. Let's see. Sweet, what do you think?
Well, once again, I would be bawling my eyes out again. I think what impresses me is he always brings the personal details and more to all of these poems. I you know, he listens to our poetry. He has this great way of writing poetry. But then when he writes these types of poems, it's almost like he has like this out-of-body experience and steps into your soul and is able to like convey who you are and what you're about and use the most beautiful words to do it. And he did this with Dave. I watched him do it with you. I watched him do it with me. And a lot of the Earth Angels, I don't know how he actually does that, but he takes a part of you and what you love and what you're about. And he wraps that warmth of you, even though you didn't even know you had it, and he puts it into words and poetry. And it's beyond like an honor. It's literally like a poet put what you want to be and who you strive to be and says, no, that's who you are. Just live up to it. You can do it. And I believe in you. And that's your poem. And I think it's a beautiful thing that he does.
You strangling your dog?
No, I was waiting for her to get done.
He wants out of his kennel.
Great comment.
He wants out of his kennel.
He's heartbroken. He wants to sit with Mom. But no.
He does. He wants on the couch with me, and I just put him in his kennel for the night.
Oh. You could tell he was upset. Hatter, what do you think?
Yeah, I was not able to follow, but... So I got to sit back and just listen. It's even more enjoyable when you're not trying to critique, because he has a great flow. Yeah, I remember when he wrote mine. Yeah, I was blown away. Didn't cry. Blown away.
Awesome comment. And Wayne?
Yeah, this is a great tribute to Dave in a way that only Tony can describe. Wonderful vocabulary and explaining in an outer space way that fits Dave to a T. This is a special tribute to a special poet. I'm in awe. Great job, Titus. You are one of a kind, and nobody compares to your deliveries. Great job. I love this. Good job.
Oh, great comment. And Linda?
Yeah, this was beautiful. I'm sure David would really appreciate it. Tony has such a brilliant, brilliant pen, and this is like just an example of some of the outstanding work he does. But I thought it was beautifully written, as all of his work is, and there's so much in there that it's hard to pick up a spot. I mean, I could just start reading anywhere and it would be my favorite part, like featherly light, a splendid appetite, you are to humankind a splendid light, relief, faint-hearted dear friend, like chiffon are you who has given me this proof. Incantations such as yours do whisper even from afar, as if this were your alibi. I mean, just on and on. There's no end to the brilliance here. So, Tony, thank you for sharing this. David's going to really love it. And I really appreciate listening to you read. Thank you for sharing.
Great comment. And then I have the next poem on the board that Sky is going to read for us. So, Sky, if you would go ahead and comment and then read that. And I also meant to tell you that at the beginning of the show, to try and stall in case David was able to make it, I pushed the shows for both rooms, so I did push both of your upcoming shows. Just wanted you to know.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Did you like the topic? Yep. Did you know it? I'll talk to you about that tomorrow, I guess. This is an excellent piece, and I don't know much about his Earth Angels topic or list. It's the first time seeing it, but it's pretty cool that he pays homage to so many poets. And I mean, especially because they're poets on AP, it's such a beautiful thing. And the poem itself, I mean, this epic is more like prose, and I really just delved into the storytelling of it, and it was almost like existential with its topics. And I have to, what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to kind of see what this Earth Angel topic list is, because it seems very interesting, and it seems like an endeavor that would take a lot of time and definitely obviously appreciated by others. Really well done.
Great comment. And the other poem is on the board.
This is, well, first let me scroll down. So he used the quotes, which are, of course, by Dave Prophet. You were visited in a dream, vivid in its roundabout, savage in its intensities, yet you did not scream, which seems to be a popular one amongst the ones that are being picked tonight. So this is called The Sound of Her Soul by Stiker. You were visited in a dream, so vivid and real, a roundabout journey that you couldn't conceal. Savage in its intensities, it shook you to the core, but you did not scream. You found your voice and more. For in that dream, you found your soul, a symphony of passion that made you whole. And when you woke, you knew what to do. Pick up that guitar and let the music flow through you. With each strum, you found your voice, and the world around you began to rejoice. For your music speaks to the heart and soul and inspires us all to reach for our goal. The strings come alive as your fingers move, a melody so sweet it can soothe and groove. The rhythm of your heart and every note, a gift to the world that you love to devote. For in your guitar you find your voice, and in your music you find your joy, and in your soul you find the fire that fuels your dreams and your desire. So let us listen to the sound of your soul that can inspire us all to teach us to teach our goal. For in your music we find the light that can guide us through the darkest of nights. And come.
Gorgeous read. And I know that you're running out of time, so if you want to go ahead and comment first, that's fine with me.
Yeah, thank you, Deb. I thought this was beautiful, and I really love, you know, we all have our passions. We all have our things that, I guess, speak for our soul. And I know a lot of poets, and Amy included, may not always be translucent in perhaps moments in our lives or how we feel moment to moment, but in our writing we purge that and we let our voices shine through the words. And music has a beautiful way of doing that. And I know even for me, when I'm in different moods, I listen to different music, and it helps soothe that as well as helps me find a way to express what I'm feeling through that music. And that's what it seems like he's doing in this this piece, where even in the darkest of times, he could find that solace and inspiration and find his voice through music and then be able to give that to others in an inspiring kind of way, in a way that sheds light, which is a beautiful thing. Really well done.
Great comment, and thank you for the beautiful read, and I will see you tomorrow at your show.
Yes, thank you. Night.
Love and respect. Now the poem, yeah, I loved a whole bunch of the wording here. For in that dream you found your soul, a symphony of passion that made you whole. And when you woke, you knew what to do. Pick up that guitar and let the music flow through. Even if he wrote nothing else but that stanza, it goes perfectly with the art that he chose. And the part about being visited in a dream, savage in its intensities, it's like, wow, for you, in your guitar you find your voice, and in your music you find your joy, and in your soul you find the fire that fuels your dreams and your desire. I think that the rhyme is a great has a great flow and a great sound, and I think that the poem itself speaks well of the prompts. And I very, very much appreciate the contribution to the show, Psyker, and I hope you continue to participate. Thank you very much. And how about I get a comment from Wayne, please?
Yes, this is wonderful. It speaks of Dave's wonderful ability to play the guitar, and the way he talked of the music of his soul was touching. And I'm glad he brought out the wonderful music, wonderful ability of his music, because it needed to be said. And I thank you for that. It was a nice listen to the sound of your soul. Great poem and great job.
Awesome comment. And Hatter?
Yeah, it read well. I mean, it flowed good. I like the way he used the guitar and the strings and the dreams. So it all tied in. Very good. I liked it.
Great comment. And Linda?
Yeah, this was really pretty. I liked the flow of it. Another one with the double rhyme makes it just an awesome read. There's, again, so many verses and lines in this that just like blow me away. The strings come alive as your fingers move. A melody so sweet it can soothe and groove. A rhythm of your heart in every note. A gift to the world that you love to devote. Just beautiful. It made me feel like real at ease listening to the way that he's having the dream and gets the like a spark in the dream to feed the fire of his passion, and that's really cool. But I really liked it. It had really, really great imagery in there, and it was beautifully written. So thank you for sharing it.
Great comment. And my sweet, will you comment and then read your poem for us? Unmute, beautiful. Sweetie. It says she's still here.
Sorry. Can you hear me now? Hello?
I can hear you.
I hear you now.
Okay.
It's so funny. It's showing you in the studio on twice, but hey, whichever. If you would comment on that poem and then read for us.
Okay. I enjoyed the metaphors, using music as a guide to life. Music is the only universal language for a beat needs no interpreter. I thought it had wonderful imagery with excellent storytelling essence.
Great comment.
Okay. This is called The Whispers by Sweet Pea, using comment number 2, which I did not put in my comments. I am sorry. And I'm not going to go back, but I'm sure you have it on hand, Deb.
I do. How about it's probably...
Hear the voices when you shut down your mind. I can hear you whisper, something like that.
Aha, it's the very first one. I can hear the whispers now. Okay. It's easy. If you quiet your mind.
Okay. So this is the whisper. Dark skies on moonless nights are never silent, as a wicked wind blows across the picket fence line, catching notes with a morbid xylophone tone. Gleaming shadows invade the corners of the night lights glow, waiting for closet moments. Closet monsters come out and start an evil puppet show. Hoofs of two crackle on wet grassland, leaving teasing puppets scream, join the beating jaundiced hearts of humans, of a human not sacrificed his well-being. A cacophony of grunts and growls, scratches and tiny tippity-tap-tap, echo from the courtyard and into the chill down your back. Window treatments sweep open, the stage is set for a treat. The tree breathes as branches begin to swing, and the jazz, bluesy jazz beat. Cloven eyes, ruby eyes, and fuzzy feet, rocking on his fender. Smells of alcohol, feel a wine beer. No, fine whiskey bender. Dark mother shakes her head, another demon acting out. Can't call the ghost eyes. Whispers into David's ear, a smile on her mouth. Come play with me as we burn down a rotten seed. Bless the soil. Return to the stars so you can please me. She struck the match into kerosene and they went dancing in the flame. Listen close and hear the people.
Well, I love that. You included her in yours. I did too. Right from the get-go, dark skies on moonless nights are never silent as wicked wind blows. I love the opening there. And dark mother shakes her head, another demon acting out. Can't call the ghost guys, whispers into David's ear, a smile on her mouth. Come play with me as we burn down a rotten seed. Bless the soil and return to the stars so you can please me. He's going to love this. And some of the nuances in it are like, I could see him grinning as he was listening to you read. And in the end there, she struck the match into kerosene as they went dancing into the flame. The visual is as beautiful as it is scary. So and listen close and hear the giggle as the tree screams in pain. And I'm like, oh, man, it's like, I think that you did an excellent job. And the couplets are cool. And I mean, come on, visuals, cloven hoofs, ruby eyes. My, oh, my. And the smell of tequila, wine, beer, a fine whiskey bender. So there was, like, dark humor. There's great imagery. And it speaks perfectly to the quote. So, like, bravo, miss. Let me get you some quotes. Hatter.
Have you ever heard the trees scream? Jesus. I can't imagine what that sounds like. Yeah, dancing in the flames. CP's back. Very enjoyable.
Great comment. And Linda, I see your call had dropped. Did you get to hear Sweet Reed?
Yeah, I got to hear part of it. But, yeah, it was cool. Very eerie and spooky. I like the opening line, dark skies on a moonless night are never silent as a wicked wind blows across a picket fence line, catching notes with a morbid xylophone tone. That's just so walking down the street at night from your friend's house and the wind picks up and scrapes the leaves across the street, makes you think somebody's following you and you run, and just that kind of anticipation and anxiety. But the imagery in this is like just wicked cool. It was well written and I like the rhyming as well. It was very well done. Nice write, Sweet. I really liked it. Thank you for sharing it.
Oh, thank you. That was appreciated.
You're welcome.
Great comment. And I know you have to go, Sweet. We will chat tomorrow afternoon. And love and respect.
Now I'm going to stick around and listen to Linda, and then I'm going to go.
Oh. Okay, cool. Well, cool. Then, Linda, your poem is all set. If you want to tell us what quote you wrote to.
Just a second. I have to refresh. There it is. And I wrote to, I can hear the whispers now. It's easy if you quiet your mind. And this is called Wake Up, David William. You wrote some songs for God. The devil's got two or three. But the best songs that you wrote for me. When I see your old guitar sitting in the corner of our room, I get a funny feeling you'll be coming home real soon. She ain't so very pretty, but her tone is really sweet. She's been broken badly several times, but I still think she's neat. When I open up the window and a breeze comes through the room, I swear that old guitar by herself can play a tune. He calls his guitar Blondie, because that's the color of her wood. She's a Stratocaster made in 59. That's good. I love the way you look when you've got her in your hands and when you're out there playing in your good old garage band. Even when we ride the bike to go on little trips, Blondie's on the back tied on so she will not slip. And then at night when we're all kicked back, you pick her up and play. It's the perfect ending to a long and dusty day. You play a little lullaby and soothing, so soothing and so sweet. It's time to lay my body down for the Lord to keep. Epilogue. Then the dark mother crashes in and sees us on the couch. She shoots her intergalactic gun right into David. Ouch! Oh, my David William, you're cheating on me, dear. If I were you, I'd be quick to get them out of here. I took one look at Blondie and said we'd better go, because Dark Mother just ain't cool. I think she is a hoe. Dark Mother shot a look at me with her fire-red eyes, said I'd better run away with Blondie by my side. Because no one calls me a hoe and lives to tell it true. I'll put you through my vortex and beat particles out of you. Well, that is it, David William. Aren't you going to make a peep? That's when I found him on the couch, fast asleep. End poem.
Oh, my gosh. That was Linda, that was brilliant. I could almost hear him laughing all the way from the West Coast on this one. And I love how you went from such a calm, normal tone to the irate Dark Mother catching you on the... And, you know, when you called to ask me about that one word, I was like, I can't even imagine where this woman's going to go, but it's not a big deal of a word, right? Well, he just totally blew me away. He's going to get a real kick out of this. And
right
the little
on.
Touch... saying that he calls the guitar Blondie, you know, those are the touches that show that you pay attention to the people around you, and he'll get a real kick out of that, too. So,
well, I called him twice yesterday to ask certain aspects of his guitar, and I couldn't remember his middle name, and so he got bothered by me, too.
Oh, yeah. Well... And you know what's funny? When I read mine, I'm going to read mine last, and David William is in there too, and so is the Dark Mother. I wrote a story too, so he's going to really have a ball when he gets to hear this show.
Right on.
Again, I say I really hope he's okay, because it's strange that he wasn't here to hang out with us for this. So, but anyway,
right.
Absolutely brilliant, loved it. Let me get you some comments.
Thank you, Deb.
Sweet.
Betty's calling in right now.
Oh, my God. It was hilarious. I love the way you rhyme. I love the way you write a story. I am just always engrossed from start to finish. And your start was just calm and beautiful and, you know, just this great story. And then about his guitar and how it's made and the wood and the year and the best year. It's like describing a fine wine. You described a fine guitar. And then... to bring in the outrageous, you know, Dark Mother, the way you brought her in and the read, it was just fine. And then just to find David asleep, like, what's going on? What's going on around me? It's just a perfect ending. I loved it. All this rage and craziness around him, and he's just, I was taking a nap. Perfect. Just perfect.
Thank you, sweet.
Fabulous comment. And before I get another comment, I just want to tell anybody who's listening, we have the last three left. Any second, the recording will continue, but the live broadcast is about to stop. Jenny, I'm sorry, I'm about to do yours, but you won't get to hear it until after the show ends, and you'll be able to listen to the comments at the end of the show. So sorry. I have mine and David's and Jenny's left. All three of them will be on the show recording. Okay, Hatter, what did you think?
I love the storyline. Linda did a great job with that. I love the ending. He's going to love this when he hears it. I hope he listens to it first.
Thanks, Hatter.
Great. Comment and okay, so everyone had to go, and we have these last three left, so I guess it'll just be you and I together, Hatter, to finish them off. The next poem is by Jenny, If you click on that link. Oh, and Linda, I know you said you were tired. I appreciate you for calling. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me, Deb. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night. Thank you. You're brilliant. Okay, Hatter, click on
thanks,
Jenny,
sweetheart.
And we'll get the last three done.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I got it in front of me.
Okay, cool. Here we go.
Walking down the runways that lead from the past to the future, I gaze up at the turmoil jade, purpling starlit sky. Dazed, I wonder if this is where I truly want to be. Is this how I am meant to live out my dying days? Life is a privilege, not a guarantee. Time is a precious thing I must not waste. My will is to live while I can, alive and free. I fear the path I've chosen has made it too late. No more family, they've all gone. No more home, it was unrightfully taken. No more self-pity, that useless feeling is done. No more happy memories, fading again and again. Appreciating my final glance of the full moon's quicksilver, phosphorescent ocean entities glow and sparkle on the beach, I take my last steps in the sea and let the translucent water carry me away, floating on to a better time and place.
Wow. I think she did a great job.
Did you hear that okay?
Well, there was a little bit of scratchiness, but I think it's something in the studio because there was a little bit of noise on one or two of them tonight. But I got to, yeah, I mean, I got to hear her voice read. But I really love her title, In Death There Is Freedom. And I'm looking here. She wrote, to walking down the runways that lead from the past to the future, and full moon's quicksilver as it makes phosphorescent ocean entities glow and sparkle on the beach. So I think that between the art she chose and the two quotes, she did really great. Excuse me. And there's something about that third stanza, no more family, they're all gone. No more home, it was unrightfully taken. No more self-pity, useless feeling is done. No more happy memories, fading again and again. It's really powerfully emotional. And I could feel the sorrow of losing the family and the home. And then I like how she turned it around and said, no more self-pity. It's a useless feeling. It's done. Like, you know, let it go. It's just the back and forth of the feel there was really quite awesome. And I think that for a four stanza poem, she packed it with the images and the feel and that she brought in the total package here. So I thought it was an excellent share, and I appreciate the SoundCloud as well. What do you think, Hatter?
It was so distant I couldn't not follow, but I was reading along the best I could. What I've seen with Jenny's writing is she's very good at what she does. Her thought process, the storyline, plus she rhymes. Gotta love it. She's got a knack of putting the words together to make a storyline in a poetry, in a poetic fashion. It's a true puzzle of words. And she does it well. End comment.
Awesome. Okay, so we have two left, and I think that you probably, I don't know your eyes, how your eyes are doing, so I guess I'll just read them both.
Do
you want to read David, and then I'll read my own?
Okay.
Take a peek and see what you...
Yeah. Do I need to refresh?
I had put all three of them on at the same time. It would be right under Jenny.
Okay, let me find it.
Doing David Williams. Oh no, who am I doing?
I moved them both down, but yes, you're doing Dave's. High Desert Hypnosis.
Okay. All right, go like this. On a road less traveled, winding in a high desert plateau, paved in red volcanic gravel, shotgunned onto the cinnamon no-show. Of any visitor in the past 50 years, rusty chain barrier still blocks the way, trades all my fears for tears, forgotten homesteads, sagebrush bouquet. I cannot hear the whispers now. It's easy if you quiet your mind. Spirits beseech as doth do. Wow. I'm sorry. Doth do a vow. Seeks our audience to the show, so much maligned. The old house with its twin gabled ends, punched alongside into the hip, sun bleached that constantly amends. Still whole with low humidity will strip. All moisture that rots and decays, all the other outbuildings that just took this way, that just looked this way, floors sometimes covered in gold dust. Twilight's gathering gloom makes it a presence known to my dog and I. This is a family heirloom, and ancient perfection puts a tear in my eye. I'm sorry. 1937 Chevrolet two-door business coupe sits where it last ran in the front yard. These cars are known to the current age group. Vin paint code says swan gray, a bit scarred. GM's 218 paint color embossed on its Vin plate. Underneath a winged ancient hood, lives on despite the elements' constant debate. That cried out and creaks when I raised it. Enigma from memories of my childhood. I put my hands on its grill shell, warm in the afternoon sun, tingling as it cast its spell, its blistered chromium in the might be undone. It spoke to me in the gunmetal patina. Those tinted words beseeched me inside the high altitude arena to remove it from the Dead Sea. Lavender essence of gunpowder and cotton candy. David, y'all restore this old Chevrolet. It spoke. This must be the goddess of the wetland. Verhandi. What's that word? Verhandi? Goddess Verhandi. Please take this with you this very day. The Dark Mother wishes this of me, for I am not the man to refuse her. I found myself in a shop just to see the old Chevrolet inside swirling myrrh. The gunpowder and the cotton candy whispers from the universe saying, thank you, my love. They've brought it. Yeah, it's supposed to smell, space is supposed to smell of gunpowder and cotton candy.
Yeah, well, that's the Dark Mother's scent. It's like her signature perfume.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would say tease him, but I tease him a little about how he should put it out and have it bottled. It would be really, really cool, you know? But, go ahead.
As long as it wasn't offensive. As long as it wasn't offensive, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and I bet you between the contrast of the gunpowder and the cotton candy, it would probably actually smell really good. There would be like that burning smell.
I know what to call it. I know what to call it.
Of course, he would call it Dark Mother. What else would he call it, right?
No, Dark Matter.
Right? Dark Matter. Yeah, there you go. Could be that too. But you know, I thought it was really cool that although he chose the art in reference to the car, he also included a nod to a dog, to the dog, which I put a bunch of different black shepherds in there because, well, Zephyr, and I think, you know, he has a, I don't know what the new, his new dog's name is. I can't think of it. I've been trying to think of it all day. I should have asked him.
I don't know.
I like how he put
The other dog's name was Zephyr.
Zephyr, like the wind. Zephyr. Z-E-P. Okay. Yeah, like...
Well, it's got to be Zephyr 2. Zephyr 2.
Well, I don't think he did.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, like I said, he's we always call him our story poet, and it's the poems like this that are why, you know? He just takes us on a journey as he reads. It's pretty awesome. You don't know what to expect, but once he's done reading it, you know, you always, like I said, you went on a journey with him, which is really, really cool.
Let's call his dog Dark Matter, Little Dark Matter.
I love that. I'll have to ask him. I don't remember.
How's the Dark Matter?
I know he must have told us at one point. I just can't for the life of me think of what.
I can't remember hearing it. I can't remember hearing it, if he said it.
I know I have. Good. I just don't, I don't know. Anyway. So awesome story, David, as usual. Yeah. And how do you read? What did you think?
I liked it. It's two poems. I think it's two poems. I like the way David he shows his knowledge of the space and time and the quantum theory and all that crap, because I love it too. Anytime you can intertwine that into Indian verses, I really like the way Dave does it. Then the Dark Mother's got her own personality.
Kind of start to feel like you know her after all these years of hearing about her, don't you think?
That's a scary thought, yeah.
Yeah, she almost starts to feel like part of the poetic family we got going here because he's taken journeys with her. She's been around the world. She's been in dreams. She's been, I mean, it's just like, I don't know anybody that's went that in depth with a character that they've created. So, you know, you got to give them that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my poem's on the board, last poem for tonight. And I incorporated three of his quotes into my little story poem because I wanted to do somewhat of a story poem for our storytelling poet. So I used, quote, updrafts tumbling in purple skies call forth the dragon's breath. Oh, I actually used four. I used run screaming into dark mother at light speed. I used full moon's quicksilver makes phosphorescent ocean entities glow and sparkle on the beach. And I also used familiar olfactory messengers painted in gunpowder and cotton candy swirl around me taunting and teasing. So all of those you'll hear in the poem, and they're all listed in quotes. My poem is called I Spy Them on His Last Night on Earth. And here we go. She waits for him neath the bristlecone pine tree, standing on the edge of the earth's soil-topped crust, watching for him as the updrafts tumbling in purple skies call forth the dragon's breath from the winds that gust. In the sapphire salt water churning on the planet, the full moon's quicksilver makes phosphorescent ocean entities glow and sparkle on the beach, freckling the sand as the breezes blow the brine scent. Silver freckles the shores like the runways on tarmac, lighting and guiding the landing of seabird crews flying down for dinner to farge food in the silver foam, then wash wing feathers in two shades of wet blues. All the stars on the sky dot the view with titanium light. Then, in her whispered voice, she calls to him and sighs, saying, David William, tonight you'll join me in flight to travel home with me to space before the sun's rise. My eyes spy her, and just as she sees him walking up, familiar olfactory messengers painted in gunpowder and cotton candy swirl around me, taunting and teasing, floating on air as he inches closer, then spots her. David weeps as he heads into the arms waiting for him. Space dust showers them, and bright titanium stars glitter as feet run screaming into the dark mother at light speed. Now the opal moon falls, flies into space with her. End poem.
All right, well, you can't go light speed into her arms.
Hey, that's what he, that's his quote. You know, if she walked up or was sitting there waiting for him, you're damn straight Dave Prophet would go at light speed. I mean, he's been writing about this dark mother for years, you know.
You know, all I think of is the witch head nebula.
Oh yeah.
When he talks about the dark mother, that's what I think of. Sort of sitting out there talking to him.
Way cool.
Not that the dark mother is a witch. Well, I don't mean she's a witch, but. Or the dark mother after me.
No, I knew
good,
what you meant. Thank you. And I kind of wanted to save that for last as like the you know, okay, now he's off into space with her, because you know if she showed up at his door, he would definitely go, especially if he could take his dog too. But, yeah, no, it was fun to write and to incorporate his lines. And I'm making him a master list, and I'll send it to him with the link. That way he can follow along as he listens to the show and hear all the amazing work that came from his lines.
Probably what happens to all the people that just vanish every year, they just basically disappear. Probably it.
Huh?
Hey, man, how'd you like to go star tripping with me? Shit, yeah, let's go.
Yep, right? He'd go in a minute. I have no doubt of that, right? But okay, so right now I want to say thank you for the great lines that you wrote to inspire us, David. And I think that everyone did a fantastic job with the prompts. I want to say thank you to my amazing board members, Mr. Jay Hatter and Sweet Pea, and Mr. A.P. Taylor of the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation, our sponsor. And I would like to say thank you to Kay and Steven and Angel and Pee-wee and Wayne and Syker and Jenny and Titus and Phil and Sky and Linda. Amazing poems, everyone. I know that Dave's in for a treat when he sits down to listen to this show. These shows are every night are special because of all of you and your participation, and it's very, very appreciated. And a reminder that tomorrow night at 9, Sky's show is on, and she's doing the story behind the days of the weeks and tying them to the myths and the gods that they were named after. Okay. And it looks fascinating. And she also has an 8-minute YouTube, or it might not be YouTube, but that doesn't matter. It is YouTube. She has an 8-minute YouTube clip for you to listen to that's packed with information on the topic. So I'm looking forward to her show tomorrow. And I am looking to see, let's see here. So next week is the 20th, and next week the quotes that we will be writing to are by none other than Linda, a.k.a. Liquid Damage. So be sure to choose your art. And
okay.
A quote written by Linda. And I look forward to hanging out with you all again next week. And I look forward to seeing what kind of poetry is inspired by the words of Liquid Damage. I appreciate you all very, very much, with love and respect. And Hatter, what song would you like to go out of here with?
Oh, how about, do we have As My Guitar Gently Weeps by anybody?
I believe we do. Let me see here.
How about Jeff Healy? Is Jeff Healy, anything Jeff Healy?
Now that I don't. I think we only have the Beatles version. Do you still want to hear it?
Yeah, go ahead. Please.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then this is While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Thank you, Hatter.
The lover that's sleeping, while my guitar gently weeps. I look at the floor and I see it needs sweeping. Still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know why. Nobody told you how to unfold your love. I don't know how someone controlled you. They bought and sold you. I look at the world and I notice it's turning while my guitar gently weeps. With every mistake we must surely be learning. Still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know how diverted, you were perverted too. I don't know how you were inverted. No one lifted you. I learned from the wind at the play you are staging while my guitar gently weeps. As I'm sitting here doing nothing but aging, till my guitar gently weeps.
Beautiful song.
Great choice, Hatter. Thank you.
Thanks.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Be there.
Bye.
Bye.